Ethan, how do you feel you overcome states of depression?
I would say there's about three things. There are really three key things that help me, and I think it can help really anybody. Number one, I'm a very religious person, so I pray a lot, read the scriptures. That really helped me, just knowing that I have God by my side, and he knows what I'm going through day in and day out, and he's always going to be with me. Number two, and I would say this is probably the biggest one, and it may contradict a lot of what people say, find happiness in yourself, but I would say really giving back. That's the biggest thing. Making someone else happy will make you happy, and I'm a really true believer in that. Just doing something for someone else, really positive, will impact them, and more importantly, it will impact you as well. Seeing someone else happy, it just does something to you. And number three, you gotta have fun, man. You have to have fun, you know what I'm saying? Right. Just hanging out with your friends, doing chill stuff, bowling, movies, all that stuff. Just hanging out, playing games. You gotta have fun. You gotta socialize. When you're really feeling down, that's the time you gotta crank it up. And you really gotta be social. I think another reason, well, I would say another problem in the dating world today is objectifying. And I hear about it a lot. I hear girls talk about maybe they don't trust men or boys because they've been hurt a lot in the past. And it's just like, it's all these games where it's like, you know, guys just trying to stick around with girls and the girls get hurt. And then the girls all of a sudden become really protective and overly protective to the point where when a nice guy comes, they really don't stand a chance because they see all guys as just dudes that are trying to use them and be done. And I think that's just something that as men, we have to work on. You can't objectify women because obviously it's not a thing of God. God created us all, and God doesn't want us seeking after women just for their features, just for their looks. He wants something bigger and better for us.